Let us prepare our hearts for hearing God's word with our prayer for illumination. God of light and life, by your word, you spoke the world into being. By the power of your Holy Spirit, speak your word to us today, that we might testify to the light and life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Our first scripture reading is from the epistle, 1 John chapter 5. Listen for God's word. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born from God. Whoever loves someone who is a parent loves the child born to the parent. This is how we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep God's commandments. This is the love of God. We keep God's commandments. God's commandments are not difficult because everyone who is born from God defeats the world. And this is the victory that has defeated the world, our faith. Who defeats the world? Isn't it the one who believes that Jesus is God's Son?
Our gospel this morning is from John, the 15th chapter, beginning with the 9th verse. Again, listen for God's word. As the Father loved me, I too have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I kept my Father's commandment and remain in His love. I've said these things to you so that my joy will be in you and your joy will be complete. This is my commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. No one has a greater love than to give up one's life for one's friend. You are my friends if you do what I command. I don't call you servants any longer, because servants don't know what their master is doing. Instead, I call you friends, because everything I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You didn't choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you could go and produce fruit, and so that fruit could last. As a result, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give you. I give you these commandments so that you can love one another. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You know, Jesus loved to tell stories. Jesus knew how to tell stories, how to weave these stories together. We remember many of the parables, such as the prodigal son and good Samaritan. You know, throughout Christian tradition, preachers have continued to tell a story as a full sermon. They didn't just use stories as short illustrations, didn't use stories with insightful anecdotes. But a story was the whole sermon. Now, today the Scriptures repeat some of the same themes as the past couple of weeks. And it's Mother's Day, and so I'm going to give you a break. I'd like to just tell you a story. Today's story sermon is based on a famous story written by Oscar Wilde called The Happy Prince. This story is a commentary on today's Bible passage, which is, no greater love has a person than this, that they lay down their life for their friends. High above the city, on a marble column, at the very highest point of that city, was a statue of the Happy Prince. It was gilded in gold, gold leaf from top to bottom. The statue was beautiful and glistened in the sun. On that statue, the Happy Prince was wearing a belt with a buckle, and there was a red ruby as part of that buckle. There were two sparkling blue sapphires for eyes. Now, everyone who saw this statue enjoyed it, and they were so proud of it. Late one afternoon, on the edge of winter, a swallow came flying over the city on its way south to Egypt. That swallow was 6 weeks late. He was late in his journey, and he was looking for a place to spend the night. The swallow circled over the city and saw the statue of the Happy Prince. And so he came down and nestled in for the night, right between the feet of the statue. Well, as the swallow started to wiggle and get comfortable into its favorite resting position, getting cozy and warm there, he felt a drop of water falling from above. He went back to sleep, and another drop of water landed on him. The swallow went back to sleep again. Then there was a third drop, and the swallow looked up, and he could see that there were tears streaming out of the eyes of the statue of the Happy Prince. And so the swallow says, "Who are you?" And the statue replied, "I'm the Happy Prince." "Well, if you are the Happy Prince, why are you crying?" The Happy Prince says, "When I was a young boy, I lived down there in the village, in that great palace, surrounded by the high walls. I was the happiest of children. All of my friends came to the palace, and we played together, and we had such a wonderful time. But there was this big, high wall all the way around that palace. And I never got outside the palace walls. I lived my whole life inside the palace. And then I died. And they made me into a statue. And they put me on this tall pedestal on the highest hill of the city. And I look out over the whole city, and for the first time in my life, I see all the houses where there is poverty and misery. And so I weep because of all the poverty and misery that I now see. I weep even if inside me there is this lead heart." And the swallow thought to himself, "Lead heart. I wonder if he's made of solid gold or not." At this time, the happy prince said, "Swallow, swallow, little swallow. I look way into the far recesses of the city. And I can see into a window. And I can see a woman. A woman there who has a long, drawn, ashen face. Her hands are so worn, all pitted from years of work with needles and sewing. I think she must be a seamstress. I see there in the window her son, who is tossing and turning with fever. Swallow, little swallow, could you not stay tonight and take my red ruby from my buckle and give it to that family so that they could buy food?" "Absolutely not," said the swallow. "I must go south. It's getting cold. We're on the edge of winter. I need to go south where I can go to the Valley of the Kings, where it is warm." The happy prince again asked, "Swallow, swallow, little swallow, wouldn't you stay with me for just one more night and take my ruby to that sick and poor family?" The swallow grumbled and groaned. Finally he says, "Okay, I will." And so the swallow picked away at the red ruby. The next morning, the swallow flew high, high, high above the city, flying way up past the spires of the cathedral, where there were white marbled angels, and then flew out over the palace, where he could hear the footsteps of the marching guard. Finally, the swallow came to the window of the poor family. The window was open, and the swallow flew in the window. And there was the seamstress, asleep, her head on the table. The little boy, hot with fever, was in his bed. And the swallow softly dropped the beautiful red ruby right by the hand of the seamstress. The swallow left. Afterwards, the seamstress woke up and said, Oh, I have just been visited by an angel who must have flown in through the window. God has been here." The swallow flew home, that is, back to the happy prince, and said, "Happy prince, I must go south or I will die." The happy prince said, "Oh, swallow, little swallow, I am looking way across the city. And I see." Two more times the happy prince saw things where there were poverty and misery. And he convinced the swallow to stay. Just one more night. Even though it was getting closer to winter. And the swallow needed to fly south. On those occasions, the prince asks the swallow to pick at the beautiful blue sapphires, which were the eyes of the happy prince, and take them to suffering folks. Thus the prince was no longer able to see. In each case, the recipients said, "Surely I have been visited by an angel of God." Finally, the swallow returned to the happy prince and said, "I'm going home." The happy prince said, "I'm so glad that you're going home. You need to go south and visit Egypt where it is warm." And the swallow said, "No, I am going home. I'm going to die." The next day, the swallow flew high above the city to tell the happy prince what he saw. The swallow now saw all the poverty and misery in the city, and he said, "What shall we do?" And the happy prince said to the swallow, "Take off all my gold skin, my gold leaf." So the swallow worked for days, for weeks, and took off all the gold leaf and took it to the poor. Now there was nothing left. No jewels, no gold, nothing. Then the swallow flew up and said to the happy prince, "I must go now, but I want to kiss you goodbye." The swallow flew up to kiss the happy prince on the lips. The swallow then came back to the nest between the statue's feet and died. The moment the swallow died, you could hear a large crack as if a lead heart had broken in two. The town officials said, "What has happened to our statue of the happy prince? It looks like junk. And what is that dead bird at its feet? How disgusting." And they took the dead bird and threw it in the dump and took the statue down and took it to the foundry to melt it down. And they put the statue into the hottest of furnaces. But when the melting process was over, the operator of the foundry discovered that there was a cracked lead heart that would not be melted down. So the man took that cracked lead heart and threw it out into the dump. And it landed right next to a dead swallow. Time passed. The Lord God, sitting in heaven, watching the whole situation, said to His angel, "I want you, my angel, to fly down to that city and bring back to me the two most valuable jewels in that city." The angel sped with the speed of light through space and came to that city and came to that dump and picked up the body of the dead swallow and also the lead heart and brought them back to God. God said to His angel, "You have chosen correctly. There is nothing greater than the rare jewel of a person who knows what it means to die for another. For the swallow shall sing forever, and the happy prince shall be happy in my kingdom. Jesus said, no greater love has a person than this, that they are willing to lay down their life for their friend. Let us pray. God of love, help us to open our eyes to see how we can love each other. When we show love to another, we are showing our love to you. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.